Hey, what do you call a cow with three legs?
Tripod.
Lean beef.
I said a cat.
No.
He's cow.
Cow.
What but, do you lean beef.
I get it because he's.
I don't know why, but I wrote that down because I heard it somewhere and I thought it was very funny.
I do, on the tripod note, I think that's a great name for any four-legged animal with three legs or that ends up having three legs. Tripod. Yeah.
First, I thought you just meant any four-legged animal. Like, it's just an animal
for the
most part.
No, I mean, like, any quadruped that ends up having one leg amputated, that's tripod's a perfect name.
Fair enough. Andres, do you know what high strangeness is?
No, I do not.
High strangeness is essentially something that, like, occurs in the universe or in your, like, perspective that just shouldn't exist.
Okay.
So, like, the Wendigo, people put in the high strangeness. If you know it, you know it, whatever. Corey and I experienced, I think, my first, like, high strangeness occurrence.
Okay.
And I guess we can describe it as, like, a glitch in the universe. Like,
a glitch in the Matrix.
Definitely was a glitch.
The closest thing I could give any explanation, barring anything normal, is that something crossed over from, like, a parallel universe and crossed back, and we weren't supposed to be there when it happened.
Oh, shit.
We were walking. Now, this is, I'm going to tell this story 100% and no exaggeration. Corey, you can corroborate everything I say. If I say anything wrong, call me out.
Oh, no, I will.
I haven't heard this yet because you guys didn't let me hear it until now.
This happened 2 hours ago. Corey and I were walking his dog. We were walking down this path, and it was loud as fuck with birds. We were about to walk under these trees. I made a comment. I was like, holy shit. I'm like, that is a lot of birds in that tree.
Sidebar, we saw the birds.
Okay. Oh, I didn't see them.
Oh, I saw the birds. They flew from the field into the tree.
Okay.
It was like at least 20.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was loud as shit. More than that. It was the loudest section of birds.
Yeah.
And I was like, we were about to walk under it, and I was like, that's really loud. And as we're getting closer, I'm like, that is really loud. I'm like, that sounds fake. And as soon as I fucking said, that sounds fake, dead silent.
Oh,
just completely
silent.
And that
sounds fake.
And we looked up, no birds in the tree anymore. Yeah. They didn't fly. Because you know when, like, a bunch of birds fly away, you're going to hear them fly. Or the tree would have rustled. Just nothing. Yeah. It goes from just the loudest to just dead silent. I was like,
oh, that's not good.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's just something birds do.
Birds are part of the government.
Yeah, that was going to be birds my next theory. If it wasn't some paranormal activity, it's definitely the whole birds are like government drones that are always watching over the people.
Yep. I didn't feel uncomfortable, but it was a moment that I was like, wow, this is not something I expected. Corey, what's your Wi-Fi password? something tells me it's at the start of the episode.
All right.
Episode 4 of Dumb Trivia, where the hosts are dumb and the questions are dumber. Wait.
The questions are dumb and the hosts are dumber.
The hosts are dumb, guys. So episode 4, I'm going to call this my redemption episode after episode 3 in my, like...
Yeah, you were a wreck.
Yeah. I was a wreck.
Are you okay now?
I was fine in that episode. Mm-hmm. I just messed up that second question. It really just kind of like...
Yeah.
It threw off my loop. But I'm here. I'm ready. Yeah. I scam baited somebody a couple days ago. That's my new favorite thing to do. When they call, instead of, like, hanging up when I hear it, they're like, your car's extended warranty. Normally, people just hang up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No. I was like, I'm going to have fun with this. About 15 minutes into the call,
mm-hmm.
15 minutes into the extended warranty call, I was telling them about my my 2011 Dodge Charger. I actually moved from Idaho. I'm now in Alabama. Mobile, Alabama. I looked up the zip code, gave it to them, and I was telling them all about that. And they were like, oh, it was, well, we can give you the car warranty. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I think it's like the Dodge. I know they're not made in America anymore. Made out of Mexico. I'm like, do I have to go to Mexico, get that warranty? She's like, no, you don't have. I'm like, oh, it's fine. I love Mexico. I mean, I'm down across that border a lot. I'm running stuff back and forth. We can leave it at that. We don't have to talk about that anymore. Click.
Nice.
My favorite thing to do is scam bait, and then I implicate them in some kind of crime. I told another person about, like, my car's warranty, and it was too old. And I was like, now, wait a minute. I have a buddy down the road. He scratches VIN numbers off. I'm like, I can get you the cars. Don't worry about that. And the guy also hung up.
That's
nice. So I like to implicate scammers in my litany of crimes in Mobile, Alabama. My name is I had a name. I had a barbecue place. I had a whole backstory.
I did.
It's great for improv. Yes, and
So, should we?
Actually, yeah. Oh, wait. We didn't introduce ourselves yet, did we?
No.
So we'll do that.
I was rolling. Well, this is Christian. Hey, I am Christian with my hosts.
Hey, it's Corey.
And
Andres.
So if it's the first time you're here, you're a little confused.
Yeah.
But whatever.
We get off track a little bit. Andres did, however, print us out a very nice little cheat sheet to keep us on track.
Yeah.
Dad
is upset.
So there's something that we've been needing to tell you.
Yeah. Mm. Give me one second here for... we want to get your reaction for this, so I'm pulling out the phone.
So, Andres and I, obviously, we appreciate you very much.
Okay.
Right? Are you recording?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. So, we appreciate you and everything you've done for this show. You came up with it. You edit it. It's great. So, we wanted to do something special for you. And you're going to have to play this over on the audio because we're just going to get your live reaction, though.
Yeah.
Who did you cameo? Is this Gilbert Gottfried?
It's not a cameo, but we'll get there.
So, we wanted to do something fun for you.
So dumb. I'm very excited.
And I hope you enjoy.
It's Dumb Trivia, where the questions are dumb and the hosts are dumber. It's Dumb Trivia.
Jesus
You'll
Christ.
Probably learn a lot of things you didn't want to discover. You don't win anything, but that's all right. You can look down on your buddies with your bragging rights. Hang with Corey, Grace, and Christian, too. Their best friends now they're friends with you. Knowing nothing is the only criteria.
What the hell?
Come on, it's Dumb Trivia.
How much did you pay for this?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but bottom line, we commissioned a jingle for our
podcast. That is
great.
That is really good. I love it a lot.
The guy who did that, his name is Wes Lunford.
Okay.
He has a band. It's just him and his girlfriend or wife, I'm not sure which, down in Nashville, called The Young Fables.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. They have about like 15,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh.
And we reached out to him because we like this sound. And
yeah.
We said, this is what we want, and this is a surprise, so can you get it to us? He goes, absolutely.
That's great.
And I said, this is what we need to have in it. The rest, creative freedom.
I love
and
it.
He came back with that.
That's great. Thank you. What was his name? Wes?
Wes Lunford.
Wes Lunford?
Wes, yeah.
That sounds like a fake bodybuilder to me.
No.
He's not?
No.
Are you sure?
No, he's a very talented musician.
No, you can be both. You can be a bodybuilder.
That's true.
You can be a bodybuilder. I'm just picturing him sitting there with like a 3/4 scale guitar, like 400 pounds of muscle. Just
well, maybe he is.
Maybe he is. That's amazing. I love it. That is a fantastic. This was a good surprise. I had no idea where this was going.
So, so that's our new outro.
I like it. I like it a lot. After I just contacted.
I know. You texted us that today, and we texted each other.
We were panicking a little bit. Like, please don't answer.
Well, I mean, I feel like this was a better intro than outro.
Yeah. I agree. What, this?
Yeah. You said that's our new outro.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it's a better intro.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a better outro.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it either. Well, thank you very much, guys.
You're
I appreciate
you're
that.
Very
welcome. That made me feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
Aw. Wow. But that's fantastic. I love the new outro. And I love that. We're definitely going to have to give that guy a.
Yeah.
The Instagram account follows him.
Oh, good. That's good. I'll have to go follow
him. He hasn't followed me back. But
he hasn't followed you back yet?
You paid him good money, and he couldn't even click the follow button.
It's okay. He's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I listen to their music. They're really
good. They sound good. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, they have a great sound.
They're very nice. That was a pleasant surprise. I would have never guessed that.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
Aw. Makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
We're How about moving we start some trivia? The world.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, boys. So I after last week's shenanigans, I found out I needed a little more structure in my life. Structure, good segue into these hard-shelled candies we all know and love. I did an M&M's themed questions today.
You did all five are M&M's.
All five M&M's.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
I've been doing themed questions for now. It's going to be my new thing. I fell down a hole reading about M&M's one night, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is a lot of random shit that I would never know. So we're going to start easy here.
Okay.
During what war did Frank C. Mars get the ideas for M&M's?
During what war?
What war? Okay.
War.
Okay. War of 1812, Spanish Civil War, the American Civil War, or World War One?
I'm going to say World War One.
I'm going to say that, too.
It's the Spanish Civil War.
Whoa, really? That far back?
Spanish Civil War.
So, what?
So, I'm going to say
the Spanish Civil War, yeah. No, the Spanish Civil War was after World War One.
That Spanish Civil War.
Oh, maybe it was a different Spanish Civil War.
Was there multiple Spanish Civil Wars?
Yeah, because there was one during like the 30s, I want to say, or like either really close to the beginning or during World War II, because I think Spain was one of those countries that was split between like nationalists and communists.
Okay, at what point, which one had Britain's involvement?
What do you mean, which Spanish Civil War? Oh, well, that's where you lose me.
Apparently, Mars saw the British soldiers eating the British candy Smarties, which you know about, and he was like, oh, that's really cool. They melt in your mouth, not your hand, which is the fucking slogan for Slogo.
Which
slogan, logo.
Slogan.
But it's wrong. The dye comes off in your hands. The M&Ms themselves do not melt.
But also,
I guess a bonus fun fact is the British candy Smarties can't be sold in the United States mass. You have to import them specially because of copyright stuff.
Huh.
Interesting.
Because what we think of Smarties,
yeah.
Like the little powdered sugar things.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how they are?
Over in England, they're like M&Ms.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because I got Smarties one time. I didn't know that. I threw a bunch in my mouth. I was like, whoa. Yeah. It's a surprise to bite into chocolate. Yeah. You're expecting powdered sugar.
When you first mentioned Smarties, I thought that's what you were talking about. I'm like, wait, what?
Candy in other parts of the world is crazy. Joe and I used to – have you ever heard of
– Yum Box.
No, Snack Crate.
Oh, same essential thing, but yeah.
Same thing.
Sarah loves foreign candies,
Joe and
too.
I did a couple of those boxes. Germany's was by far the
best. Oh, Germany's fantastic.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It was incredible.
Yeah. Any of those Alpine countries, the chocolate's probably phenomenal.
Yeah, but they just – they did things way better. Their chocolate was just better.
They
sent us a U.S. box, which was actually the most disappointing one.
Yeah, because it's us.
And England. England was pretty rough.
Crunchy bars. Have you ever had them from England? They're good. They're like honeycombed.
I haven't had that.
They're very
good. Most of the stuff they sent from England wasn't the best.
Really?
It was a lot of chips or crisps.
I like a good Mars bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still got to tap into all of like the Japanese candy where they have like every flavor known to human existence of Kit Kats.
Japanese snack food is something else.
Yeah, it is.
They have some wild stuff.
Yeah.
I want to go to Japan. Want to go to Japan?
I'd like to go to Japan. I'll always visit Okinawa. It seems very pretty.
Okinawa, I hear, is pretty. Tokyo, I hear, is like an acid trip.
I've heard Tokyo is insane.
I'd like to go to Tokyo.
Yeah, could. Yeah, it's that.
I'd like to go to Korea, too.
South Korea does seem cool. Yeah. North Korea.
Well,
I mean, we can go to North Korea just to say we were there.
Yeah, it'd be an interesting.
We could record an episode there.
I would not record. I would never record anything in North Korea outside me telling me I love Supreme Leader.
What's your second question, bud?
You don't want to talk about the Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un? What color was the original M on the M&Ms? White, black, gray, or gold?
Oh, white, black, gray, or gold. I'm gonna say gold.
Gold.
I'm going to say black.
Black? It was black. Andres, point for you. They changed it to white in 54.
Interesting.
Really? Yeah.
Idea why?
No, I couldn't see why. I think it was just more of a product decision.
Yeah, okay.
Which makes sense. Black is kind of... Yeah.
Is it the only thing I could see is that they introduced the brown M&M and that would make the M hard to read, or the black M hard
That's
to read.
True. Yeah. That could be a reasoning. But speaking of colors, what color did orange replace in 1976, which actually then came back in 1987? No multiple choice because this is pretty limited range.
So orange replaced a color, but then the color that got replaced came back?
Yep. Replaced in 76, came back in 87.
Ooh. I'm going to say yellow.
Yellow?
For some reason, I just want to say green, so I'll stick with that.
So this is weird because yellow was not in the original M&Ms, and nor was green.
Whoa, really?
Yes, it was actually red.
That was my second.
There was a dye scare where there was a red dye that caused cancer. It wasn't the one they used in the M&Ms, but they figured like let's get rid of it to save us some problems. So yeah, it is red.
More of a marketing decision than anything else.
Yeah, I think. Okay. So peanut M&Ms were introduced in 1954.
Arguably one of the best kind.
Arguably. Better than the original.
Arguably.
But what color were they introduced in? It was only one color. Oh, interesting. Green, tan, yellow, or red?
What year was this again? I'm sorry?
54.
54.
So red is a possibility because it wasn't until 76 that they got rid of them.
Okay.
I'm going to go yellow.
Yellow?
Yeah.
I want to go tan just because it's the closest color to an actual shelled and skinned peanut.
You know, that's not a bad... train of thought, Andres, because it is tan.
Whoa, really?
The most unappetizing color for a piece of candy, I would
really
agree.
Wow.
Yellow is M&M's. Yellow is what I associate with peanut M&M's, peanut though. M&M's, yeah, right. You're absolutely right, because that's what the peanut M&M, and then that that green M&M. So hot. So sexy. Yeah. That was my sexual awakening. I saw the green M&M. I was like, oh my God.
Calm down, son. It's just a drawing.
It's the maniac.
Yep. Before we continue, M&M's put out a classic mix, I think it's called, which is peanut M&M's, peanut butter M&M's, and the original M&M's. Okay. Honestly, I'm really digging the peanut butter M&M's.
Peanut butter M&M does sound good. I like
it. So good.
I like a pretzel M&M.
Those are pretty good.
Pretzel M&M's are good. Yep. So are caramel M&M's.
Those are good too. I think I can't really do a lot of those just because chocolate and caramel, it gets real rich after a little bit for me.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? In that vein, good segue. You didn't even know it. M&M Royals were introduced in the early 80s, which added what popular chocolate mixture to the normal mix? This is a common, you see this a lot with chocolate. I'm not going to give you an actual list. This is my last question. It's going to be a little harder, but it's a common. Yeah. You're going to see it a lot with chocolate. So think common chocolate pairings.
It's kind of one of those things like almost like the peanut where they like put something in the middle of it. Or
no, it's essentially when you're like think of peanut butter. What do you think of?
Reese's.
No, jelly, you dumbass. It goes together. Peanut butter and jelly goes together.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So what flavor often will go with chocolate?
Oh,
M&M's Royal.
M&M's Royal. You got to guess at all?
You're going to hear it and you're going to kind of be mad because you're like,
This is going to be a scientific wild-ass guess for me. I'm going to say peppermint.
Peppermint? Okay.
That's a good guess.
Yeah. It's just another, like,
banana.
That wouldn't be bad.
It's not bad, but Corey, what have you ever been like, you know what this chocolate could use?
Chocolate banana shake? What? I don't,
yeah, okay, for, I mean, yeah. I guess.
In all fairness, I'm chuckling because he's laughing.
It's just, I would have.
I have no idea, so I take it again. Yeah, what do you want from me?
So the slogan for it was, now chocolates got a whisper of mint. I'm going to give Andres, for guessing peppermint, I would give him a point on that.
Oh, so it's mint.
It's mint.
Oh, okay. So what, they just put, wow, they just added mint
into
flavor?
The chocolate? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's mint, chocolate and mint, common, I would, okay, say.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty,
like,
common.
Yeah, mint chocolate chip. I'm going to give that, yeah, to you, because peppermint's about as close as you're going to get to mint without saying mint directly.
Yeah, probably.
Corey, any arguments against that?
Nope.
No, it tracks.
Yep.
So I guess that was the end of round one.
Yeah, I know too much about M&Ms.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that was good.
I fell down a rabbit. I was reading the M&M Wikipedia for one reason. And I was like, there's a lot of cool shit in there.
Yeah. Do you want us to have themed things from here on out?
No, okay. No, you can do what you want. It's just kind of something I'm doing to keep myself on track.
Okay. It's the listener submitted question of the week.
Do you have another song?
It's Tom Trivia's listener submitted question of the week.
This whole podcast is going to be him now. That's right. Cool.
So, listener submitted question of the week.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one is from my father, actually.
All right.
From your daddy?
From my dad.
All right.
Zaddy.
His question was,
the
first footballs were inflated with what?
Huh.
The first footballs were inflated with what? Helium.
So I guess I should.
Oh.
The material inside the first football was inflated. Was it? What material was inflated?
Pig bladder.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch.
A gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch.
While we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
Hmm. What material was inflated?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go classic. I'll say pig skin.
Christian was correct.
Whoa, really?
Whoa!
But most people didn't want to blow up an animal bladder, so they would instead stuff the ball with straw and other material.
Yeah, as one would expect.
The oldest football still in existence, which is thought to have been made circa 1550, was discovered in the roof of Stirling Castle in Scotland in 1981. Ooh. The ball is made of leather, possibly from a deer, and a pig's bladder. It is a diameter of between 14 to 16 centimeters, which is about 5.5 to 6.3 inches.
Okay.
Weighs 125 grams, 4.4 ounces, and is currently on display at the Smith Art Gallery and Museum in Stirling.
Fascinating.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. Thank you, Rick Weinberg.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Rick.
You know what I can say about that?
Oh, man. We got an outro to it.
It's Dumb Trivia's Listener Submitted Question of the Week. Now back to the show.
Yeah, it's
yes, it is.
So we're back after our listener submitted a question and our fun little outro. So thank you again to
What's his name again?
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
Wes Lundford.
Dolph Lundgren. Dolph Lundgren. Thanks, Dolph. No, Weslin. We appreciate you. If we're down in Nashville, I'm going to talk to you in a southern accent. You're not going to like me.
The Young Fables.
The Young Fables.
The Young
Check
Fables
on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the New Testament, not old.
Sure.
I'm going to do my question.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
So I don't have a theme like Christian did.
Oh, I didn't do a theme either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's fine. So my first question
is,
which planet has the most tilt out of all the planets? So much so that it essentially spins on its side.
Whoa.
I'm going to let Andres answer first.
Yeah.
Because he's a child.
Yeah.
Shut up, Corey.
He can't contain himself. So it tilts so much that it's practically spinning on its side.
Yeah.
That's what, okay. Judging by Christian's laughter.
Don't guess it.
And judging by what you're saying, And I feel like I'm going to get burned with this now that you said don't say it. Pluto.
Well, can I say something before that?
Yeah, sure.
Pluto's not a planet.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
I am very pro-Pluto. I would also like, disclaimer, I don't know if this is even the answer. It's just a planet.
But Uranus.
That's correct.
Is it really?
Oh, really?
Ah! Whoa.
All right.
It is like base.
Which?
To the right.
What number?
Oh, 7.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The seventh planet.
The seventh planet from the sun.
Oh, okay.
Pluto was 9 or 8.
No. It has an axis of rotation that makes it appear to be tilted sideways.
Whoa.
Yeah. Nearly 90 degrees to its orbit.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that would make sense.
Now, okay, hear me out.
Yes.
The planet's tilted almost 90 degrees sideways.
Yeah.
Isn't that just right up at that point? If you take a circle and you tilt it 90 degrees,
I see what you're saying.
You just switch the axis at that point.
Of its rings.
Rings, I guess.
Yeah. It looks like it's...
Okay. I forgot
okay,
it has
interesting.
Rings.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay. I like that. What's your next one, bud?
Yeah.
Which animal has the largest eyeball in the world?
Ooh.
I do a lot of animal ones, I noticed.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's juniper.
May I ask a follow-up question?
Sure you can.
Are we talking just overall size of the eyeball or largest eyeball relative to the animal's size?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I think it is...
Relative?
No, I think it is actually the
largest. Like actually largest eyeball.
Yeah.
Well, then
okay.
It would be the blue whale then. That's the largest animal in the world.
Well, just because it's
but
the largest animal doesn't mean it necessarily have the largest eyeball.
You're right, and I think I know what it is.
Yeah. You want to go first then?
Is it the giant squid?
I was going to guess that as well.
It is the giant squid.
Hey! Yeah, we did it!
Woo!
Yeah. Giant squid has the largest eyeball in the animal kingdom, mm-hmm. more than 25 centimeters in diameter.
Holy
squid's
shit, really?
Eyeball is about the size of a dinner plate or as big as a human head.
Terrifying.
I have heard that. Yeah, that... Just when you think it can't get any more terrifying, that it can just come up from under the ocean and just swallow your ship.
I mean, I read a really good book on the giant squid not too long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it, Christian?
This isn't a bit.
Oh.
It was called The Giant Squid. It was about the giant squid and like the Kraken and like the history of all.
You're serious?
No, this isn't a bit at all.
Oh, you
No, no, no. I finished my cryptid and encyclopedia, and I was really interested in the giant squid because the bottom of the ocean scares the shit out of me and fascinates me, and mm-hmm. I read about the giant squid. No, it's 100%.
No.
It was serious. It was very oddly interesting.
Yeah, you had a weird smirk after you said you read a book about the giant squid, and we thought you were going to say something.
No, the smirk comes from the fact that I sat down and included in my life 3 hours of reading about the giant squid for no reason.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with that.
Other than wriggly.
So, moving back to astronomy.
Oh, cool.
Which of the following units of measurement is the longest?
Oh.
Gigameter, light year, parsec, or lunar distance?
Oh. Parsec's a measure of time, Corey. So it's not parsec.
No. It's a unit of distance.
No, it's unit of time because Han Solo ran the Kessel run in 0.7 parsecs.
So, gigameter, light year, parsec, or lunar distance?
It's light year.
Yeah, I was gonna guess light year as well.
The answer is parsec.
No shit, really?
Contrary.
Oh, cool. You even
I told you.
Fuck you, Star Wars.
That's what I was trying to tell you. They got it wrong. Yeah, go.
Contrary to what Han Solo says in Star Wars, a parsec is a distance, not a unit of time.
Yeah.
Parsecs measure extremely long distances to astronomical objects outside of our solar system. One parsec is equal to about 31 trillion kilometers.
Whoa.
And most of the stars visible to the unaided eye in the night sky are within 500 parsecs of the sun.
That's how far away?
Jesus Christ. I don't want to talk about space.
Yeah, I know. Man. It's the opposite of people with their knowledge of light year, because they think light year is a measure of time.
Yeah.
But that's distance, and parsec, you think it's a measure of time, or distance, but it's time.
Yeah.
But thank God I wasn't relying on Han Solo for anything other than dumb trivia.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That made me mad.
I mean,
I should have listened to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, in all fairness, I still thought it was light year, so.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But, man, if I would have been 3 for 3 there.
Yeah.
Charles came down when we were yelling.
Hi, Charlie.
Corey's dog.
He's a good boy.
Yes, he is.
So you like birds.
Until
our encounter today.
Until our encounter today. I'm very suspicious.
Yeah, the government drones. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm very friendly with him.
I would say I'm an amateur ornithologist.
So which bird is the most popular state bird in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, Ohio, Virginia, and West Virginia?
So you're asking what's their state birds?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know for a fact it's not the ruffed grouse because that's Pennsylvania's state bird.
Correct. Oh, well, yeah. you got another guess? Because I don't want to take it away from you if you're just going to say, well, it's not this one.
Would you know it?
I might. Keep in mind, I lived in Illinois for 10 years, well, so I had to hear about this.
Yeah, what do you think?
Cardinal.
What do you think?
I wasn't going to say cardinal, so I'm not going to say it. I think you are right, Andres, but I'm just going to go for a shot and say it is the Bald Eagle.
That's not too far off. I think the Bald Eagle is on the Illinois state flag.
Oh. That's America's bird.
Yeah, it is America's bird.
It's the Northern Cardinal.
It is Northern Cardinal.
Oh, it is Northern Cardinal. Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense, because isn't their baseball team the Cardinals? Arizona. Or that's a football. Son of a bitch.
St. Louis Cardinals, I think.
St. Louis Cardinals.
And St. Louis is in Illinois.
St. Louis is in Missouri.
I know. Isn't the Cardinals a baseball team, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
Well, you mean to tell us three of us are not sports people that much, outside of Andres and his like of sports?
Baseball, no. Baseball, I'll watch baseball, and I like baseball, but I don't really have an affiliate.
I like baseball live.
I agree with that.
Baseball live is very
baseball
fun.
Live is really nice. Yeah.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
So this is my last question.
Okay.
This one was pretty fun, actually. Yeah. I didn't know this one when I was doing my research.
Before you ask it, am I not to sound narcissistic, but do I get the point for that or no?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure. Cardinal. You were,
Okay, just making sure.
If you got peppermint, you're getting Cardinal.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be sure.
Yeah. What is measured in Mickey's?
Ooh. Mice.
It's not Mickey Mouse.
Is it how many? Is it how many 40s I drank at college?
When you played Edward 40 Hands by yourself?
Yeah.
Every Friday and
that
Saturday.
That was, not every Friday and Saturday. I just remember, what was that, St. Patrick's Day when you did that?
St. Patrick's Day was a 40, a six-pack of Guinness, and whatever was left in your hurricane.
Because no one else would play with you.
Yeah. No one else would drink with me. Well, you guys all had, a responsible amount. Like, you didn't have crippling anxiety and self-loathing for,
Yeah.
So also, what is measured in Mickey's?
What is measured in Mickey's? I take it by the way you're phrasing the question, that means there's only, one specific thing or some small group of things that's only measured in Mickey's? It's one thing, okay.
The length of steel used to build skyscrapers.
Incorrect.
Oh, that was an interesting guess, though.
Thank you.
Was measured in Mickey's.
That's pretty creative, though.
Can I, may I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
Is Mickey a measurement of length, volume, weight, something like that?
Length.
Oh, it is length.
Oh, so my answer would still...
I guess more distance.
Oh, my answer's still...
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think it's a unit of, distance.
A unit of distance, okay. All right. Since we were on the subject of sports, I can't get that out of my head. I'm going to say No, never mind. That was measured in feet. I was going to say how the distance of a baseball being hit, but that's still feet. Wow.
This really hurt Andres' head.
This did hurt my head. You know what? I'm stalling too much. I have no guess.
Far,
I have
no guess. How far the can of corn falls after the batter hits?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew.
Wait. No. That's how much I'm broken right now. Yeah. I thought you were serious.
So Mickey's is the speed of a computer mouse.
Whoa, really?
Yep.
No.
The term was introduced through Microsoft documentation for their universal mouse drivers back in the 1980s. Traditionally, a Mickey is 1/200th of an inch.
Oh.
Whoa.
Did you know the mouse cursor used to be called the XY interface?
Really?
Yeah, thank God they changed that. Something like XY something.
Yeah.
Huh.
That would make sense because up, down, left, right sort of deal.
Huh. Oh, is there a reasoning for it to be called Mickey's? Are you looking it up?
I just had it.
Other than it not being called mice.
They said it was a light nod to Mickey, Disney's Mickey.
Mouse, it has to be. So
yeah,
it's
gotta be.
So by making the joke of mice,
yeah,
wasn't necessarily that off from the actual answer.
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, wow. Surprising.
Yeah, I don't have the actual.
That's fine, dude. Hey, Corey, I appreciate all the other information you gave us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Unlike episode one.
Listen, we shook the cobwebs off.
Yeah.
That's true.
Here, we have a jingle. We have multiple jingles.
We do have multiple jingles. We have multiple jingles. Cobwebs are gone. Everything's clean and dandy. And we have another sponsor, actually. We have today Allen's Red Tomatoes. Oh, you heard here right, boys. Last time you heard all about those green tomatoes from Martin. We looked at those green tomatoes and we said, blah. His brother also said, blah. And he took all the red tomatoes from his little brother and he's like, these are my red tomatoes. So Allen's Red Tomatoes.
All right. And we're back from that great sponsor. Thank you to Allen.
Yeah.
Right, Allen?
I don't even know anymore, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you to the Martin brothers.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you know this, but all these sponsorships are really just kind of made up on the fly. None of them are real.
But they might not be.
Yeah.
We could read your ad for only $4.99 a month on our Patreon.
Wait, you mean to tell me if I gave you $4.99, you'd say anything I wanted? Because I have some stuff I'd like you to say.
Within reason.
God damn it.
We regardless of how much you pay us, we still hold the right to
but for
air
that
anything.
$4.99 a month, sorry to cut you off, I'm just super excited about this Patreon that we just set up.
Yeah.
$4.99 a month gives you early access to our podcast, plus we will read up to 3 questions that you may have. Each one of the hosts will say one of your trivia questions, and Andres will fly you out and we'll have you on the show, all on Andres's expense.
That is true, and he has the money, man. Andres loaded.
Subject to terms and conditions.
Dumb Trivia is not liable for any diseases you may come in contact with by touching either the hosts or any of our equipment. Your discretion is advised.
Patreon.com/dumbtrivia.
Andres, what do you got?
Let's
for
give
us?
Let's give a quick score. Recap.
Oh yeah, okay, all yeah. Right. What do we got going on?
Okay, so Corey, you are still shut out at the moment.
That's what I do best.
Yeah. Yeah, Christian, you have 3.
Whoa,
and I have 5.
Oh,
because I guess I'm. I guess I know a little too much about M&Ms.
You know, I like the M&M fun facts.
Oh no, I thought they were great too.
Thank you. I'm proud of them.
Yeah.
So, Andres, what do you got for me?
All right. First question: which style of beer traditionally has more alcohol between the two following, stout or porter?
Say it again.
Which style of beer traditionally has more alcohol between the two following styles, stout or porter?
Do I get extra points so I can tell you why?
No, because then you're stealing my thunder.
I'm going porter.
Okay.
Stout.
Christian is correct. It is stout.
What's a Guinness?
Guinness is an Irish dry stout.
It's not included in there at 4.7%.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I think by definition an Irish dry is pretty light.
Wow. It's really stout.
Andres, can you explain why?
Yeah. So oddly enough, I got this from the Beer Deck, which is a set of playing cards.
It's a cool deck.
Yeah, by Ben Barrett Forrest. Porters and stouts are essentially the same beer style. However, stouts started out as a stronger version of porter, hence the name stout, which is defined as being strong and thick.
So you're telling me all stouts were at one point porters?
Yeah.
But not all porters are stouts.
Correct.
Not included in Andres' explanation, they originally called stout porters. Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
one.
I like that one. Thank
I
you.
Like it a lot. Yeah.
Stouts and porters are my favorite.
I agree.
Yeah.
A good porter on a winter day.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, I cannot wait. Yeah. Nice,
like a coffee stout. Oh,
coffee stouts are great.
Sarah and I have yet to be to a single brewery in Philadelphia. So when it's
really?
Cool, we're yeah.
Oh,
to be fair,
you've been living there for like 4 months.
Yes, and still pandemic, and you know,
yeah,
it's tough times.
That ain't stopping us though.
Hey guys, this is a special announcement from Dumb Trivia. Get vaccinated. Your religious exemption doesn't mean anything. So in the day, you're going to die and nothing's going to happen.
What's your second question, bud?
Get vaccinated.
All right. True or false? The slime used on Nickelodeon was edible.
True.
Corey?
I'm going false.
Really?
I hope it's
okay.
True.
So, Christian, you are correct. It is true.
God.
I thought it was going to be too easy to say true.
That's fair.
I can see it false. Being like false. They didn't make it to be edible, but they didn't take into account.
Yeah.
False. That's why we stopped pouring on children.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even if it wasn't edible, you couldn't make it unsafe for accidental consumption or even any close contact with skin or anything
true.
Like
there's
that.
There's a lot of stuff that is not edible that is completely safe to eat.
Yeah. Crayons, for one.
Yes.
They're delicious.
Paper. Paper. Wrap. Oh, my God. You just eat the crayon with the paper.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Twofer.
Michelin star chef over here.
Yeah, right? So, in a Tech Insider interview with Mark Summers, the slime used on Nickelodeon was a mixture of vanilla pudding, oatmeal, applesauce, and green food coloring.
It sounds delicious, actually.
Yeah, it actually doesn't sound half
apple
bad.
Apple vanilla?
I worked with Mark Summers.
Really?
In an internship during college at the studio he worked at.
What?
In Philadelphia.
What?
Yeah.
I feel bad for forgetting that.
You know the
Corey, you never told us this.
I could have sworn.
You know the show Restaurant Impossible?
Yeah.
I worked on that show, and that was a Mark Summers show.
What?
Yeah.
How did this never come up?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you mean to tell me you are probably in the credits?
No.
That's dumb.
No.
They move so fast. Why did they not put the interns?
No.
I would have put you in my credits, bud.
No. But I was, because I wasn't an intern, I was an intern at the production company.
Oh, not on the show. That's
not on the show. Sense. I assisted with the show.
Okay.
So I guess technically.
Yeah, you should have been on the.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I didn't really do anything worthwhile to say, but I did I was in the same office that he was.
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
Yeah. How does never come up?
I also worked with Robert Irvine, the chef on the show and the builder.
I feel like I heard.
Nice.
I got Robert Irvine a cup of water.
Oh, nice.
And he's like, it's fucking roll.
That's Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, and then you're like, Robert, you're not Gordon.
Yeah, that was an interesting experience.
Yeah.
That internship.
We're going to talk about that. Patreon bonus episode, Corey's Times with Robert Urban. The 2-minute episode.
Yeah. Is that which tier is that? Is that the do we make it higher than $4.99 or do we make it lower than $4.99?
For $9.99 a month, I will sit down with you personally.
Dude, all of our tiers are gonna be like $1.
Yeah.
Just please give us money.
One day we'll actually create a Patreon.
Let me tell you though, working on a reality TV show.
Yeah.
It really opens up the curtains to see how they actually make reality TV.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say opens up the door to like working on more reality TV shows.
No, I never worked on another
TV. I was gonna say, like, you never worked.
I didn't want to.
Oh.
After seeing the process, it was like, wow, this is crazy.
I take it there's a lot of the producer going, listen, you really gotta yell at that guy way more loudly and way more angrier.
It's so scripted.
Is it?
Everything is scripted. Down to the conversations that they have. Like everything is scripted.
Jeez. What's that like? This show is completely improv.
Right, this is where Andres says, oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me hang on. Back it up.
I would like
What line was that? Was it supposed to be 115? Because on the script, it just goes from 114 to 116 for me.
Shit. Hey, I would also like to point
out. Who's the intern that didn't get me a fresh copy?
Sammy! Every episode we've started, before we started recording, Corey said, hey, turn your phones on silent. And every episode we've had a phone noise. And if you would have called about a minute ago, you heard a, that was Corey's phone vibrating on the table.
Was Andres.
Yeah. Mine's.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. I mean, I've
purposely been holding mine.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was me.
Look at these important people. I'm out here with my phone on silent. My girlfriend could be like, oh my God, Christian, the apartment's on fire. And
well,
I'm like,
my phone's on silent too, but it still buzzes. I don't know how to turn that off. Can you turn that off? Can you turn a buzz off?
Yeah, I think you can.
Not easily on these.
It's probably buried somewhere in
Apple.
Yeah, it's in the setting. All right, well, that was question number three.
That was question two.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
No, that's fine.
Short there.
Fine.
Give him his questions.
Yeah.
His questions are fine.
I'm a patient person. I can wait.
You guys listen to the band Fugazi?
No.
They have a really good song called Waiting Room that every time I'm at a doctor's office, I think of it. And it starts out with, I am a patient boy.
Can we use their music without paying rights?
Of all the bands, I think Fugazi would probably not give a shit because they're also very, like, they don't care about that kind of stuff. They're not out of money. Because, like, Rolling Stone always wanted to interview them, but they're like, they were straight edge, which is like, roll your eyes. But they're always like, no, man, you advertise alcohol and cigarettes in your magazine. We're not about that. So, like, they have morals. So, like, I think they'll.
Interesting.
But then also, I think 15 seconds is the fair use policy.
Okay.
Can I tell you something that really annoys me?
What? Yeah.
I'm on an email blast with 100 people.
How?
Because I got included in it. It's one of my friends who just released a new music album.
Okay.
But.
Is it Until the Void?
No. People are responding all.
Ah.
And I don't care what other people say. I'm thrilled he included me on this because I obviously want to know what's going on with his album because I want to be a supportive friend.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you haven't pre-ordered Into the Void by Christian Harris, one of our fantastic guys, it's fantastic. I had a pre-listening of the album. It's really great. I'd give it like a solid 10 out of 10. Make sure you get it for spooky time in October. But this email is not him, and it's just driving me nuts.
Yeah.
I've had like 10 email. Who replies all?
Them.
It's like
people who aren't paying attention.
We can't wait. Thank you. Like, I can wait.
Yeah.
Stop emailing me.
Yeah.
I made that mistake today. One of my coworkers had something to the entire branch, and I said, congratulations. And I got 22 out of office emails, and I was like,
that's
mistakes.
Oops.
Yeah. That one's tough, especially on a Friday.
Yeah. Everyone takes off Fridays. Like, that's their like alternative.
Well, especially in the summer, too. I get that a lot in my what I do, too.
Yeah. That does suck, though. All those emails.
Yeah.
I hate emails. Reply all shouldn't be a thing. You should really have to work to reply all. That should be a thing. You have to sit down and actively
give you a message to go, you really want to respond to all?
Yeah,
sure.
I was thinking
that
too.
Are
you sure?
Cut your losses now.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to reply all?
Right.
And 9 times out of 10, they'll still be like, yeah, I am actually.
Sorry, we were really on a tangent.
Oh, that's fine.
Andres, what do we got for us?
All right, so question number three. We're all familiar with Bluetooth, correct? The wireless technology company.
Yeah.
More familiar with Blue Waffle, but continue.
Oh, gross.
I hate you.
That's nasty.
Probably didn't give a single thought to that in a long time.
That's nasty.
Why would I think
about it? You don't want to think about it. I haven't thought about it until that moment. What's up, bud?
All right, so Bluetooth is named after a man of this descent.
Oh.
Billy Thompson.
Interesting.
That's a name?
Yeah.
But this is big.
Wait, I thought you said I thought you said, what's his name?
This is big. Andres, it's between 1 and 10. 14.
Yeah.
What am I guessing?
His descent.
Yeah, his descent.
What
Bluetooth. Yeah, like Heritage, nationality, so that sort of deal.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I'm sticking with Billy Thompson.
All of the Thompson clan.
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa, roll the bagpipes. He's Scottish.
Closer.
Oh, is he not?
No, he. You want another guess?
Swedish.
I thought he was Scottish.
You are the closest out of all those answers.
Is he Norwegian?
He's a Viking.
Nah.
Oh,
wait a minute. So
can
oddly enough,
for that,
I'm going to argue that no one should get a point for this, Andreas.
Really?
I was watching a there's a PBS show on YouTube called Storied, and they do a bunch of these things, and they have like a spooky series. And I was learning about Draugr.
Okay.
Which are like, you know about Draugr, right?
No, actually,
if you
don't
they're like Viking, dead Vikings who came back to life, like kind of zombies, but more like sentient.
Huh.
The lady was talking about Vikings, and she's like, you know, so I put air quotes around the Vikings, and she was like, because it's not a nationality, it's a description of a job, because the Vikings were a bunch of different races.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, okay. I mean,
okay.
Do I get a point, though?
Did you still?
I'm trying to think. This is the most.
Look up where he came from.
Yeah.
Look it up. If he's Swedish,
For the audio cut. Corey's taking pictures.
Hold on.
Give me 1 second.
He's Swedish, he gets the point. I'll own up to it. I will not accept Viking, though, my friend.
Okay.
He's looking this up, do you want to tell us what another sponsor is?
Big titties on hire. When
do you want me to do the one that I told you about?
You gotta keep looking it up.
Okay.
I don't know. You don't want to use big titties for hire.
Oh my god.
I said that with such confidence, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that, we all know we call them on a daily basis. Every morning I start my day with a call to big titties for hire. And I look in the mirror and I'm like, they're looking extra flat today.
What the hell?
Jesus. Every day I'd start off a small and pouring A cup, but by noon there was simple C. Big titties for hire. Make him bounce better for you and me.
Oh man.
I'm in actual pain. Jesus Christ.
Me too.
Oh my god. Big titties for hire. Yeah. Call him today. See, you shut down that ad at first, but I kept going. Andres, where was Bluetooth from?
So, let me calm down here.
Oh. My stomach hurts. Andres is throwing up in the corner right now. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
I had laughed at heart so long.
My sides are starting to hurt.
I know.
Right. So, like most early Viking history, they at least Wikipedia isn't telling me.
Okay, fair.
So the only thing that we have in terms of any sort of geographic location was that he was the king of Denmark and Norway.
That's still not Sweden, nah, bud.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's that. On that note, his name was Harald Bluetooth, king of Denmark and Norway in the mid-900s. A couple highlights in his reign.
His last name was actually Bluetooth?
His last name was actually Bluetooth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Couple of highlights from his reign. He introduced Christianity to the region and established the first nationwide coinage in Denmark. The technology company Bluetooth was named after him because, what was it? Their whole concept was that their technology would unite devices the same way that King Harald united the tribes of Denmark into a single kingdom.
That's, you know what, not a bad thought process on
that. Yeah, and the company's logo is a combination of the runes that represent the letters H and B.
Oh, wow, that is pretty cool. I thought it was just like fangs, like teeth.
Yeah, or like, you know, somebody was like trying to come up with logos. No one came up with anything, so the dude just like angrily made a bunch of brush strokes and was like, here's your new logo.
You know what? We love it.
I like Bluetooth.
Well, Andreas, was that four? Were you at the last?
No, that was three. This is this next one is four.
All right, what do we got for us?
So I'm sure we all know that at least in Europe, cilantro it goes by coriander.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't know that's what started cooking. I was like, what the fuck's coriander?
Oh, yeah. That'll confuse you.
It's the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Corey didn't know that.
Cilantro
and coriander are the same thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I don't like either.
You might have that.
Well, I do.
Gene.
When I have cilantro, I taste soap.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you do have that gene.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's fair that you don't
like
it.
I don't like the taste of coriander either.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Cool.
So that was the setup. The trivia that I have for you guys is, what is arugula known as in Europe?
Oh,
it's a little left field.
I only know it as baby arugula, but I think that's just more of a type.
I've heard this once. I just can't.
Okay.
Come up with it.
I can see it in your face. It's like,
I know
it's on the tip of your tongue.
I can't. I got nothing.
Okay, Christian, you wanna
fancy spinach?
Rabbit food.
I like arugula.
Honestly, I would love to accept both of those answers. I'll have to start using those at work from now on.
Fair.
For our listeners, I work in the produce department of a grocery store. But
when he's not working for me.
True.
Or doing this.
Also true.
He only does those. He only does those three things.
So it's actually known as rocket.
Yeah. Did you know that, bud?
No, that was not what I was.
Oh, that's not what. What were you going for then?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's the problem. I would have said it if I knew.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely not rocket.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Interesting.
Rocket sounds like a upper.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a reasoning?
Apparently, it comes from the Italian word rucola. R-U-C-O-L-A.
Okay.
And the first time the word arugula was mentioned was in a 1960 New York Times article.
Oh.
Yeah. So okay. it's like everything else. You know, you start, someone says it, and then it just gets... And then it just keeps on going.
Like Capicola. Now everyone calls it Gabagool because of Sopranos.
Yeah.
You guys have not seen The Sopranos.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. I haven't seen The Sopranos.
Very, very good, funnier than I expected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Andres, hit us with that last one, boy.
All right. This one I hope is a fun one for you guys. Corey, since you mentioned Parsec earlier, this is a Star Wars one.
Oh, I'll take it.
Oh, boy.
I'm surprised we didn't get a Star Wars one before you sooner.
I don't like Star Wars.
You're really fucked.
I know Chewbacca because I want to give him a hug.
We went with Sarah's one friend to a trivia night, and they did a Star Wars night, and I mostly carried the team.
Great.
Oh, nice.
So what's the question?
All right. Hopefully that same energy helps you.
No, I'll probably lose.
All right. So as we know, it was created by George Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
While he was at film school, he was inspired to write Star Wars after studying these 1950s films about these warriors.
You know what? This is a Star Wars question very adjacently.
Yeah.
I don't have a good answer. Zulus.
Not bad of a guess.
Thank you.
I'm not sure like where the Zulus fit in the timeline. Like, I'm not sure what part of the
history.
Yeah, like where they fit in the historical timeline of this. But you're not too far off in the fact that it's like that there aren't a whole lot of like a whole lot of ranged weapons. It's mostly like melee weapons.
What's the little creatures in Willy Wonka? Oompa Loompas. Them. That's my guess.
You think George Lucas was inspired to write Star Wars by watching videos of or watching 1950s movies on Oompa Loompas?
Is there a fucking gas leak in here?
If it is, it's only on Corey's side of the room.
You know Steven Spielberg. Sorry, I'm gonna.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Are you just farting? Is that the Chinese food? Are you like inhaling methane right now?
I have no idea.
I don't even know
where to guess with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
Steven Spielberg though encouraged George Lucas to pursue Star Wars.
Really?
That I did know.
Because he was going to give up on it.
And yeah. Thanks, Steven.
Yeah.
And Mr. Spielberg said no. Absolutely. Yeah. Do
Mr. Spielberg.
Yeah.
You have something here.
Piggybacking off of you. Last I heard, with all the production problems that Lucas had when making Star Wars, he really thought that it was going to be a flop. So I think that's where Spielberg came in and just said, "No, you really should do this."
Yeah.
Corey, you call him Mr. Spielberg. I call him Steve.
Steven Spielberg and I are very similar.
Yeah,
we're both Jewish. We both have December birthdays. He grew up in a town like three towns from here.
Really?
Yeah.
He
got his start filming his trains.
Mm-hmm.
He would make movies with his little toy trains. I started doing that. I'm pretty much Steven Spielberg without the billions of dollars and without being talented enough.
But I love you to death, and this is not an insult to you or your people, but you and Steven Spielberg being Jewish and being the same person could also qualify you to be related to anyone else in Hollywood.
It's very Jewish dominated.
It is very Jewish. Andres, what film did...
Yeah, it was...
What was the answer?
Yeah, they were films about samurai.
Oh.
Yeah. I know.
I was actually thinking samurai.
Yeah, in all fairness, I did kind of botch doing the... or saying the question.
No, I think you did great.
No, it's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Oddly enough, you're right. Timeline, apparently someone did the thing, and a samurai could have feasibly sent a fax message.
I did hear about
that. You saw
that,
yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
Sent a fax to Abraham Lincoln, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
A samurai could have feasibly, in the right place, sent a fax to Abraham Lincoln, yes.
Yeah.
That's wild.
If Abraham, yeah, right? I guess, is it if Abraham Lincoln to get shot in the dome?
It was something like that, but all three of those
exist
in the same
timeline.
Like, yeah,
weird.
It's weird.
Anne Frank, if she didn't die, rest in peace, would have been alive during Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Which, I mean, now that I'm saying it, of course she would have. It was only in the 40s.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to cut that
it's
out.
One of the, yeah, that's
dumb.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
Samurai.
Yeah, so I got this from a show called Film Schooled from Cinefix on YouTube.
Okay.
And George Lucas, I think also along with Steven Spielberg, was among the first generation of Hollywood directors to actually be film school educated.
Oh.
So while George Lucas was in film school in the mid-1960s, he studied the films of Japanese director Akira Kurosawa, who actually grew up watching American Westerns and silent films as a child.
Okay.
Kurosawa became a film director in the late 1940s and specialized in a film genre called Jidai Geki, which are costume dramas or period films, and focused on making films about samurais. Famous titles I think there are a bunch more, but just three to mention. Seven Samurai, Throne of Blood, and Hidden Fortress.
Oh yeah, I know about Seven Samurai.
Yeah.
That's a popular one.
Yeah. And while writing Star Wars, Lucas was inspired by many aspects of Kurosawa's work. The word Jedi comes from that film genre that I just mentioned, Jidai Geki. Darth Vader's helmet and kind of his whole look, or a lot of his look, are modeled after samurai armor.
I could see that.
Yeah. R2-D2, C-3PO, and Princess Leia are based on characters from Hidden Fortress. I think Hidden Fortress is, in a nutshell, about two peasants trying to help this princess escape some fortress. And on that note, George Lucas name drops Hidden Fortress in Star Wars. You remember that scene where they're all all the Imperial dudes that are in charge are in that meeting room, and Darth Vader force chokes that guy?
Yeah,
he refers to the rebel base on Yavin 4 as the rebels' Hidden Fortress.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
And then lastly, at least for what I have, the scene transition wipe also comes from Kurosawa.
Really?
Yeah.
I know the exact, as soon as you said scene transition wipe, I was picturing in my head how he always did that in Star Wars.
So I'm sure there are a bunch of other things that inspired Lucas to write Star Wars, but samurai are among samurai films of Akira Kurosawa are among the big ones.
Definitely no World War II influence. Stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that was World War I.
That was fun.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
That's fun trivia.
That was.
Andres.
Good round.
Yeah.
What are the standings?
All right. So, Corey, unfortunately, you went shut out.
You didn't get a single one?
That's embarrassing.
Oh.
That's all right. I mean,
I really thought Oompa Loompas was going to
get it. Christian, you got 3, and I got 5.
I guess he's getting shot in the head.
Yeah.
Shit. Who's shooting me? Andres?
Oh, yeah.
Andres, this is your first shot.
This is my first shot.
Hey, Andres won. Play the music. Yay.
And then there was much
music.
And then there was much rejoicing.
Yay.
All right.
So,
that landed accurate.
I know, right? I don't even know what happened there. I guess I didn't completely cock the
hammer. So, yeah, remember how Andres said the thing's a hair trigger? He's misfired the thing twice.
Yeah. This was the second.
Corey, any last words?
I suck this round.
You know what? Score reflects that. Yep. Andres, commence firing.
Yep. Corey, may you do better in the episodes to come.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yay. Bonk. Corey.
Yeah.
Got anything to say before we go?
Yeah, actually.
What?
Follow us on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
@dumb_trivia. If you have any trivia questions,
mm-hmm.
please send us questions to our email it's dumbtrivia@gmail.com. In the subject, put which host you want to read your question. It's Christian, Corey, or Andres. And then in the subject of the body of the email, just put the question, the answer, and a little write-up about it.
Yeah.
That's dumbtrivia@gmail.com.
And while you're there, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Crimbus Rimbus. You can follow Corey at
CoreyW099.
I
change it every time.
You do. I've linked correctly. It's cool. And then
it's CoreyW099. 099.
Yeah, something like that. And then if the app ever lapsed, I mean, Andres thinks there's no way this app will last. Something like that. So
something like that.
Yeah, and then tell your friends about us, review us on iTunes, give us them good old 5 stars, Sarah. And Sarah. And until the void.bandcamp.com album coming out on October 1st, right in spooky season. Corey, get us out of here.
Hey, roll the outro.
Yeah.
It's dumb trivia, where the questions are dumb and the hosts are dumber. It's dumb trivia. You'll probably learn a lot of things you didn't want to discover. You don't win anything, but that's all right. You can look down on your buddies with your bragging rights. Hang with Corey, Andres, and Christian too. They're best friends, now they're friends with you. Knowing nothing is the only criteria. Come on, it's dumb trivia.